Hey, congratulations to Jack Gravitt. Jack has got two tickets to the comedy show Sunday night that I'll be headlining along with my friends Matt Holt, Larry Starks, Josh Sardom. These guys will be entertaining you, and it's for a great cause. It's the Wounded Warrior Benefit we're doing Sunday night. It's a Father's Day thing, so you can take the husband, take your dad, whatever you want, and have just a night of decompression where you can just go and laugh and not worry about things going on in the world. By the way, just a quick note, the congressional game that they had, you know, the one that they were practicing for when the shooter arrived and upset everyone's life, it had a attendance of 24,959. That is a record for that event that dates back to 1909. And that congressional game outdrew Major League Baseball games the same day in Cleveland, Minnesota, Detroit, and Chicago. To watch hacks play baseball, but again, for a good cause. Okay, on the horn with me, we got our financial expert, Quint Tatro, who was kind enough to sort of give me some analysis with this deal. First of all, Quint, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm great, Lee. How's it going?
Good. So Amazon is scary, by the way, but they're going to buy Whole Foods, apparently in a $13.7 billion deal. What's that impact, and how big is that?
Oh, it's huge. And you know, let's take a step back. Why is Amazon scary? I'm curious what your rationale is.
Well, because I've not seen a company that I can recall that is vested in so many different things. So it launches as what, just a sort of .com thing is what it was originally, and sort of a distribution point. And now it is in entertainment. Now it's the focal point for everything that we purchase. They've just bought more so they can get, I guess, fresher supplies to people. I've just not seen anything that big. I guess in a personal way, I've never seen any company that touches me in so many different areas of my life that I'm dealing with.
Yeah. Kind of like the IRS, right? I mean,
right,
kind of everywhere.
Right, yeah.
So here's what's interesting about this. You hit on a few things, and we'll touch on the deal in a second. But a lot of people might have overlooked. It's always been obvious. I mean, plain as day, staring you in the face as far as what Amazon's strategy has been. Mm-hmm. And do you know why that is? Have you ever looked at their logo? There's a little arrow in their logo. A lot of people say, well, that's a smile. Right. Nope. You know what it's connecting? It's connecting the A
to Z
and the Z.
Yeah, A to Z.
Everything from A to Z. Mm-hmm. So Jeff Bezos is obviously an incredible visionary. He started in the books world. And I honestly don't believe that, you know, I've read a lot about him, and he was a hedge fund guy, and he traveled out west, and he really started in a garage and was delivering books and taking them down to FedEx. And all he was trying to do was disrupt a very antiquated methodology by which we bought books, and he felt, hey, we can put these online, and so, you know, we as a society, though, we embraced this, and I think he then saw the light and said, well, if it works with books, why can't it work with, you know, clothes? Why can't it work with, you know, whatever? And I'll give you an example too. My son created a swim logo and a T-shirt. He doesn't have to carry any inventory. He put the logo up on a shirt on a merchant account on Amazon, and he's selling shirts, making money, and carries no inventory, and it's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, their purchase of this store, which is really kind of neat and shows you their next big bold move, is really simple. You will be able to jump on your iPhone. You will be able to log into the Amazon site, and now not just ordering sort of non-perishable items, you'll be able to order two grass-fed steaks of beef that will show up on your doorstep, probably delivered by drone, and it'll be something just like out of the Jetsons.
Right.
So we get fearful of this. We go, oh, my goodness, this is so scary. I can't believe this. But at the end of the day, I mean, how amazing is this that you now and are going to be able to very, very simply order your groceries and have them delivered to you from a Whole Foods by probably an Uber driver, and pay a very small fee because their scale will be such that you do not have to spend a tremendous amount of money to do it.
Right.
So it's all about convenience. It's all about disrupting the model. And I like to look at it that we are living in an environment right now that you're right. You're seeing these changes before our eyes. And a lot of that has to do with the information systems. In the past, we didn't see these changes. They just kind of crept up. Now a deal is launched and a strategy goes out, and you see it immediately.
Well, no, listen, I enjoy the Amazon products. It's like, good Lord, you're in everything now. The drone's going to have a problem, though, and the problem, especially when you mention grain-fed steaks, and that is the American dog. When that drone drops that steak, I want to see him, you know, work that problem, because the dog's going to be waiting for that thing.
I'll tell you what. No, you know what? Some entrepreneur, in fact, I got a buddy who has left a helicopter company. I can't name all the names, you know, all that stuff. I'll have NSA on my backside. He has started a drone company. Now, he's an engineer. He's brilliant. And I bet you he's sitting there and he's coming up with that. You know, okay, if we have human delivery drones that they're, you know, drones that deliver products to humans and they land on the step, how do we make sure the dog doesn't come
right.
in? I mean,
yeah.
is there a sound? Is there a, I get you. I bet you the entrepreneur's thinking about
yeah,
that right now.
They got to be thinking about it. Yeah. Cause I mean, the mailman's had that battle going on for like 150 years. You can't imagine what
that's
the drone,
right.
They're getting into that fight. Also, Quinn, I mean, what does this mean for investors? Anything? Is Amazon?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Great. Okay. So great idea, because that's what we're thinking about in our office right now. All right. So let's look at where the opportunity will be. Despite the fact that Amazon is making a very strong move into the grocery business here, Kroger is crashing. Okay. So Kroger was $30 a few days ago. It's now $20. That's, you know, that for quick math, it's about 30% in decline in just a few days. Ironically, the news was launched this morning, but Kroger sold off yesterday significantly to the tune of almost 20%. Kroger's not going out of business.
Right. Okay? That sounds like an opportunity.
No way Kroger's going out of business. So at some point, and I think it's early, I would not jump in here, there's probably an outstanding buy in a company like a Kroger, a company like a Smart and Final, a company like even a Walmart. You know, the news was overshadowed. They bought the men's clothier, Babasso or whatever it's called, about a minute before the Amazon news was launched. They came out with that news that they were buying that online. They were making a play, ironically. Walmart was making a play into the online sort of distribution world and sort of acquiring that technology. Well, it was overshadowed in a nanosecond. So absolutely, the grocers that are not going anywhere are going to be of value here. But also, if you think Amazon stops here, you're crazy. I know you don't think that, but I'm talking to the population. If they think Amazon stops here, you're crazy. Put it on your shopping list. We don't own it. I kick myself daily by looking at the stock, because I could have owned it years ago when it was a good value. I liked what they were doing, and I passed. And it was one of the biggest mistakes I've made. And so when we go through another decline, we will, okay? We will, and that stock will get crushed. It's a buy. You got to own it. That's true also of the Googles of the world and so forth. But it's a buy. It's transforming the way we consume products, the way we order products. It's not going anywhere anytime soon, that's for sure.
Quinn Tetreault with the expertise. Buddy, I appreciate it. Thanks for talking to me, and hope you have a great weekend.